Welcome to the Operation Move podcast. My name is Zoe, and this week I thought that I would talk a bit about what being a fan of the sport of running has taught me about running and training in general, and as it applies to people I coach and to my own training as well. I think one of the hard things about being a fan of running or track and field in general is that it can actually be quite hard to watch. You know, they're not great about televising it, and if it is, it's often kind of like cut down, and I think that's a frustration that a lot of people have with it, because it's hard to find new audiences when it's like almost impossible to track anything down. And I do think I was probably a few years into running before I had even sort of considered watching running. Like, it's particularly when a lot of what's actually publicized on TV is often marathon running, which is essentially you're just like watching people run for, I guess, well, in their case, it's like two and a half hours. And thinking about that, you think like, oh, that's be so boring. But once you get into it, you realize how tactical it is and how it is interesting, like when they choose to sort of like stick with the pack, when they choose to surge, you know, like there's a whole sort of psychological element to it, which is quite fun to watch. And I really just got into watching it, I think it was one year they had the Boston Marathon on, and I was mostly just like, I think on Twitter or something, making fun of the commentators because like some of the stuff they say is hilarious. And so that's really when I sort of started watching things like that when they came up. But this year in particular, I noticed, because we have got a Foxtel subscription, and one of the things I like about that is that in some of the kind of like more niche channels, there's often some really cool things to watch in niche sports, whether it be, you know, like rock climbing, or, you know, I guess even in this case, running is considered a niche sport. So they televise all of the Diamond League meets and like sort of like under 23 championships in the States and all sorts of things. And it's been sort of cool to watch the sort of development of different athlete seasons over the course of the last year while I've been watching that. And this, well, it starts this weekend and it goes for a week. So the World Championships are on in Doha, which is a ridiculous place to have athletics because it's so hot and they have to run the marathon starting at midnight, and it would just be obscene. And I think even because of the rules about what women wear, like I think they're allowed to wear whatever they want in the actual competition, but if they're attempting to train, they would have to be covered from head to toe in training. So I think any kind of training that they do when they get there would have to be on the treadmill in the hotel. So it just like seems kind of bizarre, but that's on. So you kind of having watched everything over the last year, you could kind of see what people have been building towards and everything like that. And I think too, as on a recreational level, as a lot of people are building towards for like within Operation Move community, a lot of people building towards Melbourne or their sort of final event of the year. I know that Berlin Marathon is on soon and all of that sort of stuff is happening. So it's has been kind of cool to see like where you can draw sort of parallels and insight from people who like that running or their track events or field events. That's like 100% their job and that's what they do. So like obviously there are a lot of differences, but there are also a lot of similarities. So I think like one of the first things I've gotten from it is that everyone can have an off day where just like nothing comes through, and there's something very comforting about knowing that it's not just you. And it's one of those things where there doesn't matter who it is, there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to it. It is just an off day. And I think that one of the things that you can see from like all the Diamond League events is that they have the benefit of never being that far away from another competition. And that is, as I've talked about before, that's a lot more challenging in like the ultra distance. But when you're talking about 5K, 10K, half marathon, it's not that challenging because there is always another event. And if you have a really crappy one, it's often so much better rather than just sitting with that to sign up for the next thing and, you know, not have that be the sort of like the last impression of that event that you have and just like move on. And I think there's definitely a time for processing it and looking, you know, like what worked, what didn't work, that kind of thing. But also there is just often a need to jump into something and essentially have a do-over of the experience so you're not left with this really sort of, you know, like negative experience of something that you train for. I think too, it's also really helped inform the way I look at sort of improving fitness and, you know, peaking for things, because when you see people at that level, really they're building all year for to peak for one thing. And so it's not sort of like 12 weeks and then like here's our PB. It's like it's a much longer process, and appreciating that it is a much longer process can be really useful. And oftentimes it's not even just like for 1 year. It's more, you know, like when you're talking about the Olympics, it's sort of like more like a 4 year cycle, and that oftentimes they have a really great perspective on, you know, okay, I'm going to do this, this, and this now so that when it comes to the thing that I really care about, that's more of a possibility, whether that's taking a step back from running for a period of time to manage some sort of injury that's popped up, or knowing that when they go into events that the idea isn't that they sort of like PB or, you know, win or whatever. It's just about developing that fitness heading into the event that they're focused on. And I think it's really easy to get sort of hyper-focused on an individual event instead of the like the long-term goal. And so, you know, having the attitude of going into, say for me, the next thing I'm doing is Melbourne. So having the attitude of being able to go into that and go, well, this is whatever this ends up being, this is just a stepping stone to the next thing. So taking some of that pressure off of like whether it is a good day, a really tough day, like they all have benefits, and taking a lot of that pressure off of, you know, of it having to be a PB or whatever it is, just helps to have that much sort of like longer term view of things. And I think that that's sort of like easy to do when you're further away from the event, and gets a lot harder to do the closer you get to it. So having sort of a reminder of that can be really good. Think too, for me, Melbourne can be a tough one because that is the one where I ran a really, I had a really great run there 1 year just before the sort of injury stuff kicked in, and then I couldn't run for ages after that. And then I went back the following year and had a really tough run. So that's a really mixed bag there. And so because of those sort of like quite crystallized experiences, I will probably have like a strong feeling going into that. I'll probably be a bit apprehensive about it. And so some of that is just reframing that as when I go in there about, you know, like I've given myself the opportunity to have a good day, and making sure that I look at those nerves as excitement rather than fear too. Probably my favorite thing about following running as a sport and as a fan is that it's definitely taught me that if you show up and are ready for whatever sort of happens on the day, and, you know, sort of like be prepared to run your own race and, you know, be in tune with what your body is, like something incredible can happen. So And it might not happen also, but it can. And I've certainly had races like that where I haven't necessarily felt great going in, and then you just show up and you do the work and all of a sudden something really unexpected is happening. And I think that the more that happens, the more you realize that there are probably less limits on you than what you think that there are. And with professional runners, in some ways, you would expect that their performances are a lot more predictable than anyone else's because they've spent all of this time training. They know exactly what their paces are. They probably have a really specific idea about what their goal time is. And yet still, these races happen where all of a sudden they far exceed what they thought, or it's just like everything comes together on that day. And seeing that helps to put your performances in that kind of context too, and helps to just show you what can happen when you are sort of running free from doubt and insecurity and all that other stuff that can come up before you have events. Probably one of the most joyful parts of it for me too in watching is you get to see how even though somebody might have spent their entire childhood and career running, they are still just as excited by a PB, even if it's not something that they win or setting a new record, are just as excited as anyone else. And that is always amazing to see because it's sort of like you always want to see people who just have never lost any of their enthusiasm. And you know, like I'm sure there are periods of time where they have, like with anyone. I think that anytime you've been doing anything for a long time, even like a shorter time than that, I've probably been running for, I guess, 7 years or so now, and you are always going to have those sort of like those lulls in enthusiasm and then those periods where it's up, but it's always so sort of uplifting for the soul, I think, to see people who are still that excited about it, because it reminds you why you're so excited about it too. It's also taught me in watching that racing is a skill and it has to be practiced. You know, there's so many things that you can't learn in training, and you can't expect to be good at the race day part of it unless you practice. And that's, as a non-elite runner, that's often quite challenging because it's not exactly cheap to enter races, and you don't always have so many opportunities through the year in terms of like whether you're traveling or, you know, whatever else you're doing. But I think just keeping that in mind, that it is something that does take practice, and just like with, it's just another form of training in that way. And I think that treating it like that can also help to take some of the pressure off on the day, because it's an opportunity for you to do that. It's not sort of a judgment on your training. And the final thing is just that if you protect your enthusiasm and your joy, then pretty much everything else follows. And it's easy to get sort of like stuck in the weeds of, you know, of sort of like training and, you know, like specific workouts and all of that sort of stuff. But ultimately, it's a process. And for that process to continue, the enthusiasm part is the most important part, because that's all about how you mentally approach things. And it, you know, it's so much better to sort of like change what you're doing so that is your focus, and then everything else will tend to sort of come together from there. Anyway, I can't really think of a much better sort of like Melbourne prep than watching hours and hours of world championships. So that, I think that's going to get me into a good headspace for having a really fun day in Melbourne. So that's what I'll be doing. I'll try not to bore everyone too much on the Twitters. But at least it'll give you an opportunity to catch up on my training blanket as well while I'm watching, which is going to be super fun. So that's it for this week. As always, you can get a whole lot more resources and training plans and advice and support and everything else through Run Club. And you can also check out the different levels of membership on Patreon as well. And I will be back next week, although I say that and we're entering into school holidays. So, you know, it always ends up being a little bit more interesting once we get into that. But I'm very excited to not be making any more school lunches. So, you know, you win some, you lose some. And to show you a little bit of what's available in Run Club, I'm currently sharing once a week there's a Parkrun PB program. So I've shared week 1 and 2 so far. You can check that out on Instagram, is probably the easiest place to see that, or it's also on the Facebook page. And you can give that a go if you want to start working on your 5K. It's three run sessions, and there's also strength sessions in there. But you can opt to do the running and not the strength sessions, or both, or sort of pick and choose a little bit there. And as always, any questions at all for the podcast, just let me know, and I am happy to talk about anything that's on your mind. I will hopefully speak to you next week, but if not, it will be after the school holidays.